Hi, this is Joe.
Hey Joe, I lost you there. Mike here from Offenbach.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, sorry about that.
Yeah. Hey, man. No problem. I could hear you fine.
Okay, yeah, I think
It's
you
kind of
went
different.
out, so I had to give you a call back. So anyway, I think we better
All right.
connect it now.
Yeah, good.
So Joe, tell me about it. I think we've rounded up on quite a few details over the chat before we hopped to the call, and so I think with my understanding so far, this is going to be an application for retail stock investors, and
That's
they're
right.
going to be basically getting information about insiders, insider trading happening on the stock exchange. And I think you've ironed out three paid packages so far. So my question to you is, is there going to be like a free version as well? I mean, are you working on a freemium model, or is it just going to be, pay right off the bat?
I think it's pay right off the bat, like maybe a 7-day free trial or something, but probably just pay right off the bat.
And have you done some research on the competitors who already have an application like this, and that's live on the app stores?
I haven't seen one. I haven't seen an app for phones yet, but there's a few websites out there that do this already.
So nothing accessible like a mobile application yet, right?
No, I haven't seen one.
Okay, interesting. All right. So we're actually working with we're working with a client who's kind of indirectly related with the Toronto Stock Exchange. Happens to be a Canadian client, and therefore I do have some idea on what you're trying to achieve with this application. Why I asked you about the competitors is, it's always better to, when you're starting out, you have to see whether what kind of options the other competitors offer. You don't want to lose your potential users on the application just because your competitors, let's say, offer a free version that you could upgrade from, and then go for a paid tier. But as long as you're sure that there is a vacuum for a product like this, then I think that kind of answers.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they're like the data is free and publicly available. Like whenever an insider makes a trade on the company that they're an insider on, they have to publish it with the SEC. So like the data is free. Yeah, I don't know. I guess we can make the bottom tier free, but I don't know. For now, I just want to. Yeah, I'll probably charge like something like $1.99 a month or something, like something really small.
Well, I think the best way to go about it, especially for the first, let's say, 1,000 users, which is, kind of the market testing phase whereby you build a go-to-market strategy. What we could do is, since we will be doing the API integration anyway to pull the data from the third-party source, what we could do is we could simply present that data on the free version. Now, that means, people,
Yeah, that's a good
anyone can
point.
join the application. They can, they can sign up with their email and, get their password as well. But then we could place some certain marketing strategies to kind of have them enroll for, the paid version, the first basic version, and then a mid-tier, and then the highest version as well. I think that's pretty
Yeah.
much the model that's followed, and that's pretty much the trend these days as well. Because with our previous experience working with just the premium applications that charge right off the bat, I think it's really hard to gain some traction in terms of getting users in the application, right?
Yeah. All right. That makes sense.
So I think we're looking at four different types of tiers on the application now: one free and three paid. Now, how many interfaces are you planning for this? I mean, I
Well,
think.
I would say, yeah, I guess maybe you're right. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to confirm how many interfaces do you need on the application. One of them is going to be the stock investor themselves. That is the primary user on the application. A second one is going to be an admin panel that's going to help you as the admin and your team, hopefully when the company grows and you need more people to manage the application. So they're going to have their own login on the back end as well, which is more of a web-based panel, a website-based panel that helps you maintain and moderate the application. Is there any other kind of user that you can think of?
No, I think that's it for now, at least.
That's it, right? Yeah.
Yep.
So that makes it two interfaces, like two user roles with about four different tiers that are going to go in there. Now, the list of features that you shared with me, is that like an exhaustive list, or do you have more features that you're brainstorming with, let's say your partners or people that you're consulting?
Yeah, no, those are the ones that I came up with, like 30 minutes ago. I'm sure, I mean, that's a good start, I think, but as you get feedback and stuff, you're likely to change.
Right. That makes sense. So tell me a bit about yourself as well, Joe. Granted that we are on a call right now, I mean, how did this idea come about? Are you an investor yourself, or are you connected in some way with the SEC?
I'm not connected with the SEC, but I'm an investor, and I was reading I read an article where somebody was using this as a trading strategy, and I mean it makes sense. And like the insiders in public stocks have much like they have just much better return rates than the average investor. So I mean, it just makes sense to follow along with their trades.
Right, and you think a lot of people do that, a lot of people are aware of that technique or strategy to, kind of make more than the average investor. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, I'm also looking at the recent insider transactions file that's on the SEC.gov, and I'm trying to go through the information because I think this is where, this is. So you're going to be pulling the transaction data into your own database from this SEC.gov website, right? Or do you have like a third party, a tool that kind of irons out the data and then presents it in a better format?
I think there's an API from AlphaVantage.
Now, how do you spell that again?
Alpha ALPHA
Vantage.
Vantage VANTAGE.
Alpha Vantage, okay.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, now I'm looking at them right now. Right, so they do offer an API, they offer spreadsheets as well, which is great. You could do a CSV transfer, like a JSON file as well. Is it just an idea that you're working on right now with no, as such, a deadline to go to the market?
Yeah, no, it's just, it's just me. I came up with the
Oh,
idea a
yeah.
few days ago, and I didn't even know if there was an API. I asked ChatGPT if there was an API. ChatGPT actually wrote me a
ChatGPT.
freaking Python script for it.
Oh, wow.
So I just figured, oh, it might be easier to get this done than I thought. So that's why I started calling around.
Right, yeah, I mean, development is, it is, you, I think that's, one person or an idea is exactly where, all, the most successful ventures today, they come from. So it's always one person with an idea, and that's how it goes. But when you talk about a mobile application, you're looking at a significant a financial commitment or investment as well, because it directly kind of correlates to the number of man hours that go into creating a custom application. Right now, that means, designing the application, wireframing the application, and then building the application, one for the Android, one for the iOS, and then there's a back-end admin panel as well. So not to shoo you away with this, I mean, I think it looks like a pretty promising idea, at least to me, with especially while I'm looking at the Alpha Vantage website right now. But let me ask you this: what kind of budget are you working with? Do you have any hopes of any financial investment, like a backing from a third party on this as well, or do you see yourself going a long way with this on just your bootstrap budget?
Yeah, no, I would just bootstrap it myself. And I'm fine like doing a just a web app first, like a website first, and if that gets some traction, then adding the iOS app and if that or Android app, whichever one's easier. And if that goes well, you add the third. But I mean, right now I'm targeting like around 5 grand. I don't know how, I don't know how how likely that is or not, but that's the number I'm starting with in my head.
Okay, so that was kind of my follow-up suggestion to you as well, because regardless, honestly, on how much budget you're working with, we always recommend that you have a go-to-market concept and you build a strategy. You test the waters first before you make any large commitments, especially when you're starting out and you're doing something like this of this nature for the first time, right? And that's kind of our playbook for most startups and most new enterprises that we work with, right? That said, in your case, I think it's much better to just go with a web application for now. A mobile app and an Android application is a great idea because that kind of takes accessibility to a whole new different level, right? But I think this is going to help you save a lot of cost and be also be able to gather the first say set of say 500 or 1,000 users on your web application before you convert this and before you take this to the next level as a mobile application.
Yeah. All right. Well, sounds good, man.
Right? However, I think
Yeah.
5,000 may still be maybe a bit of a far fetch. I'd be honest with you, even with a web application, if you were talking about, let's say, the whole platform with the Android, the iOS, and the web application along with the back-end admin panel to kind of manage all three of these platforms, you'd probably be looking at about a bare minimum $50,000 to kind of
Whoa.
build and get these platforms live. And that's a pretty reasonable estimate that I'm giving you. Some of these boutique custom application development companies out there, they might even quote you anywhere between 80,000 to 100 grand for a similar product, right? That said,
Wow.
it's a one-time investment, right? And then when you have a product, it kind of opens a lot of doors for you as well. You could take this to an investor. You have a proof of concept. You could launch this with other SEC partner companies and companies that deal in the same arena. So it opens a lot of opportunities for you as an entrepreneur and as someone who's raising a startup, right?
Yeah.
However,
Okay.
with the yeah. So with the web
So
application,
I guess,
sorry.
yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. You're going exactly where I was going to go. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, so I'm actually doing some multitasking here. I'm also running my calculator here as well. I'm trying to give you quotes off the top of my head just to help you with deciding whether you want to take this forward at this time or not. A web application along with a back-end system that's going to allow you to manage this web application as well. Based upon the features that we have discussed so far and those that you sent over on the chat to me, this would be costing you somewhere about, I'd say $10,000. My calculator tells me 14,000, but I'll keep it to $10,000 lump sum if you wanna kind of pull the trigger on this sometime, say within this month, or you're looking to get this going and kind of run this in the market to see how far you can go with this.
Sure. And would that include like the design as well? You know what I mean? Wireframing everything out and or is that just for development?
So this price that I gave you, this is right from scratch. Even we'll assign
Yeah.
you a team that's going to be working with you. So it's not like you're not working with a freelancer. We even assign you a business analyst, someone who has the experience working with a similar stock trading applications in your genre. And then you have a development team, both the Android and the iOS, designers as well, one or a couple, and then SQA and deployment backend people as well. That said, it's a team of about six, seven people, but you get something right from scratch until the deployment, the final deployment, testing completed, the product is live for your potential target audience to hop onto and start using it as a live application. So everything covered within this one-time cost. And I'll be able to give you a final quote once you tell me this is a good quote, and we can kind of further discover this, and I can sit with my team, with our business analysts, and kind of prepare a scope of work document that's going to further detail everything to the bone of it, and then I'll be able to present something in writing to you as well. So what do you think about the quotation that I gave you?
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. So if I was good with that, what would be the next steps?
Well, the next step from here is going to be I'll have to sit with the team, right? Like I said, and right now you send me a list of features that you need. However, we need to plan a flow of navigation of the application, right? We need to find out if there are any kind of bottlenecks that we need to identify right now and be able to come up with a solution for. Are there any kind of limitations? Is a third-party integration possible? All those things are ironed out before we get you on board and before we get started. Now, we do have a more detailed post-onboarding discovery session as well. So how our process works is we have a 4D simple process, right? The first D is the discovery, which is the post-onboarding discovery whereby, you know, we calculate the LOE and we kind of create a mind map that helps our developers as well as yourself come on the same page on what the final product structure is going to look like, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right,
okay.
And when that's done, then we go towards the designing whereby we create a mood board, we do some wireframing, and we show you what we recommend in terms of color schemes, in terms of the icons, the typography and everything. So we present you a couple mood boards as options, let's say a blue-colored mood board and a green-colored mood board with different options for you to choose from. And once you do that, we go ahead and we kind of prepare and design from scratch all the screens, all the major screens that are going to go within the application. When you approve that, we get into the development phase. We put together everything. We install the nucleus of the application. We configure any third-party integrations. We prepare the database and everything. So all the major heavy lifting happens in the third phase. And then, you know, we get into the testing phase whereby we test the application. We conduct regressive testing, the IAT, the UAT, just to make sure the application does not crash. It does not have any kind of bugs when it actually goes live, right? And, you know, when that's completed, then is the time to go live, which is the 4D of the process. That's deployment. And we upload, your database and your, you know, complete website and web application on a live server, and we go live with it.
Okay.
I realize I'm throwing a lot of information
at
you. If you have any questions,
Yeah, I appreciate that. No, that was good information. I appreciate it. So I guess you have my email address, right?
I do, yeah. Oh, no, I don't. So I need it. If you could just spell it out for me.
Yeah, J T as in Tom, M as in Mary, E R E as in Tom, E S as in Sam,
right,
at gmail.com.
Right, so the first initial of your first name, and then T as in Tango, and then your last name,
yeah,
at gmail.com,
yeah,
you said, right?
You got it.
Okay, I'll send it over to you on the chat as well. Sorry.
Great. Yeah, shoot me an email. That way I have your contact information. I have a few more calls to make, but this makes sense. You guys sound pretty professional. So.
Thank you. So what I'll do from here, Joe. Yeah. Now, thank you for that. I mean, I think we've had a good, productive conversation today, regardless of who you get to work with. Hopefully, you know, it's going to be our company, and, you know, we look forward to it. But I think it's going to help you kind of straighten your head about, you know, how to go about this product as well and prepare you for your next conversation with another company. So what I'll do from here,
yeah,
Joe, to progress this further, I'll send you our company profile. I think this is your first time coming across Often Maser. Is that correct?
It is. Yeah, that's right.
All right. So I'll send you like a.
Go ahead. You with me? Mike? Dude. Mike. Mike? Mike. Oh, shit.